This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 235 for Friday, January 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is maintaining its positive momentum on Friday morning to go with similar sentiment in comparable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 202,500 tons of canola were exported during the weekend of January 19th, just 500 less than the previous week. So far this marketing year, 5.129 million tons were shipped, compared to 2.688 million 1 year ago. Chicago soybean oil, Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day, while crude oil is down after United States President Donald Trump said he'd push OPEC to lower prices. Also, European rapeseed is lower. The Canadian dollar is up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is up $4.90 per ton at $642.30. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 2024-25 U.S. corn export sales at 1.661 million tons, at the higher end of trade expectations, to go with 9,200 tons of 2025-26 corn during the weekend of January 16th. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average ethanol production for the week ended January 17th at 1.099 million barrels per day, down 4,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks rose 866,000 barrels at 25.874 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn crop estimate by 1 million tons at 49 million. Meanwhile, Argentina's government will cut the export tax rate for corn and wheat from 12% to 9.5%. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.89. The USDA reported 2024-25 soybean export sales at 1.492 million tons, up noticeably from the previous week, as well as 900 tons of 2025-26 soybeans. For soy meal, 208,700 tons were sold, as well as 2,900 tons of soy oil, for which the latter was below trade expectations. The BAGE cut its Argentine soybean production estimate by 1 million tons at 49.6 million. Starting January 27th, the country will cut its export tax for soybeans from 33% to 26%, as well as from 31% to 24.5% for soy meal and soy oil. The March soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.59. The CGC reported Canadian wheat export shipments for the weekend of January 19th at 382,200 tons, down from 611,100 tons the previous week. So far this marketing year, 9.704 million tons were shipped, compared to 9.782 million 1 year ago. 2024-25 U.S. wheat export sales fell short of trade estimates at 164,800 tons during the weekend of January 16th. In addition, 50,500 tons of 2025-26 wheat were also sold. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.47. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.97. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.